When you hear people devising new terms and using new adverbs or adjectives in front of well-known terms, you have to just stop and say, what do you actually mean by that? And I'm never clear exactly, when is grace ever not radical? So why do you need to qualify it with the word radical? What's the itch you're trying to scratch here? But this idea of there's grace, but then there's a radical grace. There's Lutheranism, but we're the radical Lutherans. I have some ideas, and based on what I've read, it appears to be that they think, they're convinced, that Luther really didn't go far enough. The conversations about the law often led to this idea that maybe we'll mislead evangelicals into thinking that they can save themselves by works. I think it's fundamentally, I'll just go out on a limb here, in my opinion, it betrays a fundamental lack of understanding of confessional Orthodox Lutheran theology and a fundamental lack of trust that this is the truth of God's Word, and therefore we need to be taught by the likes of a Gerhard Ferdy, who denied the vicarious satisfaction of Christ's atoning death on the cross. When a man denies that, I will not, cannot, and never will trust another word he says about anything concerning the Christian faith, and nobody else ever should, period. We don't need to be taught by heretics like that. Or I would put it this way. When you show me that you've exhausted your reading and study of all of our Orthodox confessional Lutheran fathers, including, and most importantly, the chief teacher of the Augsburg Confession, Martin Luther, then maybe you'll have time to dabble with these 20th century innovators, but I doubt it, and I would hope not.